Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So I don't know if you guys got to catch it last night, but the 59th CMAs were on last night. Lainey Wilson not only hosted, but she collected some awards.
Good for her.
The top prize of Entertainer of the Year at the 2025 Country Music Association Awards went to Lainey Wilson, who hosted, performed, and barely left the stage last night. In her acceptance speech, she said, "It takes a village. We're about to party." She beat out, by the way, for Entertainer of the Year, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Morgan Wallen.
Wow.
She also won Album of the Year for Whirlwind, making her second career win in that category, earned the trophy for Female Vocalist of the Year. It was her fourth time winning that title. Wow. Yeah, she had a hell of a night.
Good for her.
Yeah. Brooks and Dunn again winning for Vocal Duo of the Year.
They're still around?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I spent last night watching the third episode of Pluribus for the second time.
Oh, because you...
TV cheated
on Johnny.
And I TV cheated.
But did you admit?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was so good, I just watched it again.
So he knew that you, going in, had already seen
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you ruin it by saying, oh, wait, watch this part?
No, I have never been that person. I have never been that person.
Okay.
Now, I will, like with Scott, try to set it up
right,
so that he understands going in a little bit what it's about, to try to bring him along this journey. He wants nothing to do with it.
I want absolutely nothing to do with it.
I tried.
That's okay.
That is correct.
I tried.
It's okay.
Overwhelming, no offense.
I know.
And I love you like the sister I never had. The overwhelming majority of your recommendations suck.
Do not. You loved the one about the assassination of President Garfield.
I did. We did like that one. That one was really good.
Well, see, we like what we like, and then sometimes there's overlap, and then sometimes there's not.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And it's okay.
I mean, we all gather around.
I've seen Top Gun maybe twice, and it's okay.
Yeah.
What?
I'm okay with that. You've probably watched it 4,000 times. It's okay.
The original or Maverick?
Either one, Scott.
That's probably true.
It's okay.
There was a time when it finally came out on Netflix or whatever it was on, Prime, I can't remember. When Maverick came out on streaming, I must confess, I watched it every other night.
Mm-hmm.
Every other night. And just loved it.
There's just something about throwing that sports ball on the beach, those scenes, that's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Brings you back.
And Penny, by the way, I can't remember the actress's name who plays Penny.
Oh, she's very good.
In Maverick. She is so beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Speaking of Hollywood and Hollywood adjacent, there are going to be some ruffled feathers over this. Anytime someone in Hollywood says they've got it rough, and I'm not saying there aren't people in Hollywood.
Is this Kevin Spacey?
Well, there's that one. There's two in the stack today. We're going to start with Bruce Willis's daughter, and God bless that family for everything they are going through. You saw that Bruce Willis just had to go into some sort of, I want to say assisted living. But
care, facility?
This care facility? Care facility. There's a heartbreaking photo of his caregiver holding his hand, and they're walking, and all of that is sad. But I have friends who have been single parents. Rumor Willis has come out saying that being a single mom, it's very hard to, quote, do everything alone. And
Rumor Willis said
yes.
That?
Yes. Okay. And because I have people close to me who actually did everything alone, and one of the things I learned was that if you are a single parent, one of my friends pointed this out to me, and I think it's important, if you have children, we used to maybe flippantly say, or you've heard people say, I'm single dad this weekend, wife's going out of town, or man, I've got to be the single mom this weekend, so-and-so's, you know, going fishing with his, yeah, with his dad. And she said, do not ever say that. Mm-hmm. Because that means you're doing something for a couple of hours by yourself. Are you kidding me? When she's like, I am the sole caregiver.
Right.
And that's always stuck with me.
So what did Rumor Willis say?
That she's just having a tough time. Said she just had a good cry in the woods. Some days being a single mom is hard.
Well, who was watching the kids while you were having the cry in the woods?
She says, my daughter is not hard ever, but some days doing everything alone can be. And then it gets into the history with her and her partner. She says, I am single momming it and co-parenting. I am so grateful for my child. She is the best thing in my life. But says, you know, it's hard to do it on my own. And then you have to wonder, like, okay, is that the equivalent of someone here doing everything on their own? And
no.
My guess is no. They're not worried about where their next meal's coming from. They, you know.
She just got divorced last year.
It's a touchy topic because if you really did everything alone.
So their daughter is two.
Yes, but anyone will tell you having a two-year-old is not a cakewalk, right?
God, no.
There are times that having a toddler is not a cakewalk.
I would actually argue that the ages between 2 and 5 are probably the hardest.
Oy, yoy, yoy.
Because at 2, you're still trying to potty train them, but now they're mobile.
Yeah.
And you got to watch them.
I've seen, you know, struggling moms in parking lots, and you just think, yeah, oh my gosh, I remember that. And they're so cute from a distance. I always say from a safe distance, the 2-year-old is very cute.
Well, and I just, cousin, her daughter, who I consider a cousin as well, they just had their first baby up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This is the wedding I went to in May of 2023. And I called my younger cousin, her name is Sarah, and I said, how's everything going?
Yeah,
I just got pictures of your baby. Oh my God. And she's like, you know, it's going great. You know, he's a handful, but we're just loving life. And I did not tell her.
Brace yourself.
Yeah.
Right now they just sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep when they sleep.
Sleep and poop.
They poop. That's it.
Yeah.
Just wait. Wait till they're two.
Wait till they're mobile and you got stairs. And you know, you gotta kid proof every little cabinet in the entire home. For God forbid they get into it and start drinking something they shouldn't drink.
Well, the grandparents and the older adults can say all that they can say. But people have to, in a sense, learn these things when it's time for them to learn these things. You know,
I remember thinking,
it's difficult.
Why didn't I
children?
Have my mother with me? And now looking back, like, no, she said, I wish I had known that first couple nights were so hard. And my mom, wish I would have known. I would have come over. But to your point, Dan, like, you got to sink or swim, right?
Yeah.
Sink or swim.
Didn't you and Joe have like a schedule? Like, you get up one time, he gets up the next time, you get up the next time.
No, because I breastfed all of them.
Yeah, but you could, not to get graphic,
no,
you could pump.
No, not in those early days. But we also worked crazy schedules. I mean, you know, you do what you have to do. I remember pumping breast milk in a live van while we were waiting for them to find a body of a fisherman that had gone missing at Wolf Creek. I mean, that.
Good times.
You do what you have to do.
You do what you have to do. I remember thinking I should be the spokesperson for La Leche because I'm in that live van. Dun, 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 dun.
This is Dana Wright with Channel 14.
Someone's like knocking on the van door. They found him, Dana. Can you come out? And I'm like, oh my God.
I am mid-pump.
You do what you do.
I remember Shonda breast pumped, and we had a schedule. She would get up, and then I would get up, then she would get up, then I would get up.
Hmm.
And obviously, I may have nipples, but I don't have...
Right, we're aware.
I don't lactate.
And, thank you.
You're welcome.
For clarifying.
You're welcome. And so I would have to go to the fridge and get a bottle of breast milk out of the fridge, tape a little... what's the word?
Like a dropper?
Yeah, kind of like a dropper. And then I would just sit there with Sarah in my lap.
It,
it's like
it 2:30
in the morning. I'm watching CNN. I'm half asleep. And I would put my finger in her mouth. And I had this like little tube.
Oh, yeah.
This very skinny tube. And I would have to tape it to my finger.
Wash your hands. You do
of course,
what you do. You
of course.
Do what you got to do.
And here I am. I'm at one point, I actually fell asleep
with
my finger in my kid's mouth at 2:30 in the morning watching the news.
And everything is fine.
And everything worked out.
That's right. You know.
What's the Kevin Bacon story? What'd he do?
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Spacey.
I'll read you the headline and then we'll talk about it later.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have a lot of sympathy for him.
He was such a good actor.
Kevin Spacey says, I quote, I literally have no home.
He groped and preyed upon young men on the sets of his movies. I mean, I'm telling you, I know you can separate the art from the artist. I cannot. And he was he was one of my favorite actors. Mm-hmm. And now I can't.
Can you listen to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, but is that different somehow? Because we know, but we don't know.
I don't believe either one was convicted. Could you watch an old Naked Gun movie with O.J. Simpson?
Okay, we did. Before we watched Naked Gun 2, we watched the first Naked Gun.
You're talking about the new Naked Gun.
I know, but we watched the first one before we went to the theater to watch the second one. And the minute he popped up on screen, I'm like, oh my God. You realize when they were filming this, he was beating his wife.
Mm-hmm. And years away from killing
Yes.
him. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
By the way, Hurricane Melissa may have been the most powerful hurricane in history.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Early research, or early numbers coming in, the wind gusts reached a record-breaking speed of 252 miles per hour.
Isn't like the normal worst hurricane like 180?
I'm going to look up what Hurricane Katrina's winds were.
My goodness.
252. Top speed. Hurricane Katrina's top speed was 174.
Yeah. I thought that was the deadly number.
Hurricane Melissa hit 252 miles per hour. Ham.
All right. Story from Fox 4.
And then later we're going to talk about this alien spacecraft that is flying through our solar system.
That was in my stack yesterday, and I didn't bring it up because I knew you would be all nerding out. But we'll talk about it today.
All right.
Good.
Two convicted child sex offenders locally are hosting children's events through a local nonprofit. And there's a very specific reason we're going to talk about this particular story with these particular crimes, okay? A Kansas City area nonprofit founded and operated by a convicted child sex offender has been hosting events for children and is planning more.
Oh, God.
That is prompting strong warnings from legal experts who said the situation exposes a dangerous gap in Missouri law. Greg Watt, a defense attorney and former Jackson County prosecutor, says the events should already have triggered legal action. Quoting here from Watt, "It's deeply concerning. I think it needs to be investigated, and I think it should be prosecuted if need be. I think these individuals know better." The individuals in question happen to be women.
Oh, interesting.
The nonprofit in question, Sisters in Spirit Transitional Living Empowerment and Recovery.
Might want to work on a shorter title.
Programs. Sorry, I forgot another word. Was co-founded by a woman named Shawana White.
Shawana White.
White is a convicted Tier 3 sex offender. And Tier 3 is the highest tier designation at the federal level. She spent 9 years in prison after a jury convicted her of raping a 13-year-old boy in 1997. Mm. Despite her conviction, she insists she has changed. Quoting here from this woman, "We are trying to open a nonprofit organization to help women coming out of prison. That was a long time ago," she says. "It's not who I am today."
Let me ask you a question before you continue.
Oh, I know what your question's going to be before you ask it. It was going to be my question.
Okay. So you and I know each other.
Yes.
Better than I probably know you better than anybody else on this planet. And I would say the same about you. What is the question I'm about to ask?
What would we be saying if this were two men who had raped a 13-year-old opening some transitional housing program for women and their children?
Ding, ding, ding.
I have to agree with you.
Would we have any sympathy
if
they said, well, if this was two men who had been accused of raping 13-year-old girls.
Convicted.
Check that. Convicted and served 9 years in prison, which, by the way, is not long enough, for raping 13-year-old girls, would we even tolerate hearing them say, I've turned another page. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm worthy of working with children again. You've got to trust me. we would say to the hell to the no.
So Shawana White, the tier three sex offender, spent 9 years in prison, says she's trying to open this nonprofit to help women coming out of prison.
By the way, a man convicted of raping a 13-year-old child would not
get be out of
nine
prison.
Years.
Correct.
No. Unless
so
your name was Jeffrey
as
Epstein.
As a tier three offender, White must remain registered for life. She has to follow strict state guidelines about where she can live and who she can be around. And this is quoting here from White. The law says I cannot live by a school. The law says I cannot be in a park. I think what she's getting at is the law does not say
I can't run a
I
program
can't
for kids.
Run a nonprofit.
White, unbelievable.
White lives at the same address as a woman named Jennifer Dix, who also works with the nonprofit. Jennifer pleaded guilty in 2004 to first-degree statutory sodomy and another felony involving the use of a child in, I'm not even going to read that. The victim in her case was 9 years old.
Why are these women even breathing free air?
In an exchange with Fox 4, White, the one that was convicted with the 13-year-old, acknowledged Jennifer's case and said she is no longer a partner with the nonprofit. But she was.
La-di-da.
Pleaded guilty to multiple crimes against a 9-year-old in 2004. White says, quote, we didn't know that at the time.
Sure you didn't.
She says she was not aware of her history before hosting an event for children.
You know, how is it that two pedophiles...
They held a trunk-or-treat event for children October 19th in the Metro.
How is it that two pedophiles just happen to meet up and decide to start a nonprofit for kids, and one doesn't know what the other was convicted of? I'm calling garbage.
Promotional materials and pictures viewed by Fox 4 show the group held a trunk-or-treat event for children on October 9th. The nonprofit also scheduled a babysitting kids party and a holiday gingerbread party contest on December 7th.
A babysitting party. In other words, parents, drop your kids off with us and leave.
Missouri law prohibits registered sex offenders from having contact with children during Halloween-related activities, but the statute explicitly names October 31st, not events held on other days of the year. And the original attorney they talked to said the spirit of the law wasn't that, oh, yeah, you can be around kids every other day, just not October 31st. Right. That the law, that's a loophole in the law that's being exploited.
Clearly.
If these were men, we wouldn't even be discussing this because they wouldn't be out of prison and shouldn't
that's
be.
That's exactly right. If somebody had had relations with a 9-year-old girl, they would be in prison, I would hope, for at least 30 years, preferably for the rest of their lives.
They asked the sheriff about this case, by the way. The authorities have looked into it, and this is what...
And what city is this in?
Jackson County!
You said this was local.
Yeah. Sheriff Forte said, and I quote, deputies must enforce the statutes as written. Should the statute be revised to a broader restriction, such as any Halloween-related activity during the month of October of each year, it could possibly close the loophole in the law. Authorities are saying, look, there's nothing we can do about this. There is no law to address what they are doing.
Because they found a loophole around it, and therefore they have not broken the law. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, following Channel 4's story, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office says it's going to consult with the Sheriff's Office to figure out whether any laws were violated with these two women, now one woman, who was trying to start a nonprofit that involved children after horrible crimes for which they were convicted against children, sexual in nature, right?
Do you think people like this just can't help themselves?
Oh, Scott, I don't know. The problem is, and I don't know where the parole officers come in or the probation officers come in. I think, don't they tell you when someone is released from prison with a sex crime against a child? Like, look, you have to walk a fine line here. You cannot be babysitting kids. You can't
mind your P's and Q's.
Hanging out on playgrounds. You right. can't, like, all of the things you're not supposed to do. Did no one say to these women?
Sure, they did.
You can't open a nonprofit for mothers coming out of prison and then offer babysitting services for their children.
You can't do it. You can't.
And you should know that.
Here's something. You can't serve candy on October 31st of every year. But if you want to do a trunk or treat.
Right. They should know better. These women should have known better.
I mean, it's almost like you're sitting a recovering alcoholic in a bar stool at a bar.
Just sit. Let's see how that works out, right?
Let's go to Ashley in Parkville. Hello.
Hey, guys. Okay, sorry about that. I wanted you off speaker. I am in recovery, 3 years sober, 21 years off cocaine. I am all for giving somebody a second chance.
Oh, sure.
Scott, you know as well as I do, in order to recover, you have to change your mindset. You have to change the way that you think about things. In order to change yourself and your behaviors, those are things that you just have to do.
They call it changing your playground and your playmates.
Exactly. The fact that these two women have found each other
and
they have the same background and that they're using loopholes. Predators are extremely manipulative. Tells me that they have not changed their mindset and that they are not trying to rehabilitate themselves and that they are more likely to reoffend.
We don't.
Therefore, we got to stop short of that, Ashley.
We don't know that, but that is your assumption.
And
it's a great call, and I'm glad you brought that up. Of all the people they should not be hanging out with...
is each other.
Each other.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me for a second they didn't know each other's background. Don't tell me that for a second.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I was in prison. Oh, my God, so was I.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
It's kind of a long story.
I raped a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it. There's no way they didn't know.
Of course
there's
not.
No way they didn't know.
Audrey in Kansas City. Audrey, hello.
Hi there. So I'm really curious to know if there is an open or active investigation regarding this Leave Your Kids event that they did, because we all, I think it's pretty common knowledge that they can't even live within so many feet of a daycare or a mm-hmm. school.
I believe it's 500 feet.
Yeah. And Audrey, pardon me, Audrey, authorities are saying there is no law that specifically addresses this.
The trunk or treat.
Well, not the trunk or treat, but did they actually care for people's children? Did that actually occur?
Let me look at the date. The second babysitting date thing they were going to do, or the gingerbread making, was in December. So that was scheduled but has not happened yet. The trunk or treat, yes. Promotional materials and pictures viewed by Fox 4 showed the group held a trunk or treat event for children on October 19th in the Metro.
So they can literally not purposely put themselves in the presence of non-related children for any reason, not purposely, and especially not unattended. So if they were literally planning to do that, there should be charges. There should be an active investigation, because that's a condition of being a sex offender.
Is it that you can't put yourself not purposefully in the presence of children?
Non-related children. In some cases, they can have their own if they were not the victim of their crime, and they end up having children after the fact. But if it's a non-related child, yeah, there's very specific laws and rules about that when you're a sex offender.
All right. Audrey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
I hope there is
an investigation.
Yeah, I hope there is. I think up to this point, there is no law to address what has been done here. I bet you there will now be a law.
Well, I would hope so.
It's coming.
Yeah, I would hope so.
It's coming.
Actor Kevin Spacey said he is living out of a suitcase and biding time in hopes of someday overcoming a sex scandal that sidelined him from Hollywood's big stage for nearly a decade. Has it been that long?
Oh, yes. Wow.
In a lengthy interview with The Telegraph, which is a UK newspaper, the 66-year-old Spacey stopped just short of calling himself homeless, but said of his financial situation, not great. Quote, I'm living in hotels. I'm living in Airbnbs. I'm going where the work is, said the 2-time Oscar winner. I literally have no home. That's what I'm attempting to explain.
Did he sell it to pay for his legal expenses?
Well, even if he did, I mean, this was a guy who was worth tens of millions, if not more than $100 million
From House of Cards,
right.
From all the movies.
Spacey spoke to the British broadcasters while singing Standards at a nightclub in Cyprus.
Yes, he's a Broadway guy, Scott. He has a beautiful voice.
Thousands of miles away from the bright Hollywood lights where he was once one of the industry's biggest names. He's now singing Standards.
Yes.
In a nightclub.
Yes.
On the island of Cyprus.
How the mighty fall.
Boy. The American Beauty actor did admit to being too handsy
with production assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So did Harvey Weinstein. He's not going to come back from this, Scott, nor should he.
No, you're right.
No.
Now, again, would I still watch the movie American Beauty? Yes. Do I realize that I'm watching somebody who is criminally perverted? Yes.
So yesterday I started a documentary on Netflix. I hate it when it's a very dark, I hate saying run, do not walk.
Nah, don't do that.
If it's something that's like really dark and it's a documentary and it's very dark, but it is worth your time and here's why. It is called, and it's one of the top 10 on Netflix right now, The Carman Family Deaths, plural, okay? And it's about this wealthy Greek self-made millionaire family in New England. And you might remember this, their 22-year-old son way back in 2016 made headlines because he was rescued after 8 days floating adrift at sea. We covered this when it happened, Scott.
How did he
survive?
I guarantee
it.
He had a life raft.
But where was the water?
He was in a boat. He was in a boat.
Did he drink rainwater?
And the boat started to go down with his mom on the boat. He ends up in the life raft and survives. Boat is never found. Mom is never found. Hmm. And then authorities start saying, okay, wait, you were adrift 8 days. There were some things when he was rescued by the Coast Guard that were not adding up. Here's where the story is fascinating. Nathan Carman, at age 22, when he was rescued in the middle of, it was toward somewhere over by Martha's Vineyard, is autistic. And on, you know, we call that a spectrum for a reason, Scott.
Okay.
There's this entire body of research about autistic individuals, if they are ever accused of anything, having very different emotional cues and reactions than you or I would in the midst of a tragedy, okay?
Right.
And Nathan, because there's all this footage of investigators saying, okay, now tell me exactly what happened when the water started coming into the boat.
And some, well, not some, but a lot of people on the spectrum have a different reaction to water than you and I do.
No emotion whatsoever. He is talking in this measured tone, like I would be telling you what time I went to bed last night, talking about the death of his mother. So there's two schools of thought. Like, number one, he really didn't do anything wrong. And the investigators just jumped to he's not behaving the way a normal son would after being adrift and he lost his mom. Then you have these autism experts saying, no, 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 no. In a crisis, that's exactly how his brain works. To start compartmentalizing and figuring out what do I need to do to, you know. They said, what was the first thing you did? And he said, the first thing I, and in this tone, Scott, the first thing I did was tell mom to grab the fishing poles. And they said, the first thing you did, the boat was taking on water. I did not want her to panic. But it's very robotic, okay?
Monotone.
And in the photos, after it starts to kind of be like, okay, is this a miraculous rescue at sea? Or is there something nefarious going on here?
Mm-hmm.
In his photos, there is just this blank. He just looks blank. Not there.
Like after the boat was taken on water, he started taking pictures?
Look at the look in his eyes. The media taking those pictures. If you did not know he had autism, he photographs like a serial killer. Like he legitimately looks maniacal. And then you talk to
We're uncaring.
Oh, just there's just no
It's vapid.
Light in those eyes whatsoever.
Yeah.
His dad is saying there hasn't been light in that child's eyes since he was two.
Mm.
Anyway, it's called the Carman Family Deaths, plural.
Oh.
It is on Netflix. It is one. Sam, it's a short, you know what?
Short-ass movie.
Documentary. It's a sad. It's a short-ass documentary.
Okay.
And I think, you know, it's, did he do it? Did he not do it? I don't know.
913-586-7798. That guy over there is Kramer. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ. All right, we're going to address this once and for all. From ABC News, it is possibly as big as Manhattan. It is likely older than our own solar system, and it is traveling through space at 153,000 miles per hour.
That's fast.
It is also only the third confirmed interstellar object and the second comet from outside of our solar system to be identified by humans. And now NASA is sharing a new look at the comet that has captivated the world. It is known as 31 Atlas. Yesterday, during a press conference at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, the space agency shared new images of the comet, which doesn't really look like a comet. But I'm not saying it's
what
not.
What are people saying they think this
is? It's either a comet or they think it's a spacecraft.
Okay.
It's only the third to enter into our solar system in the modern era. Quoting here, hang on, from NASA's Amit, can't pronounce your last name, sorry, friend. Quote, I would like to address the rumors right now. I think it's important that we talk about it. The object is a comet. it looks and behaves like a comet.
A water-rich comet.
And all evidence points to it being a comet. But this one came from outside of our solar system, which makes it fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's a comet, friend. Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. It's something.
Traveling at 153,000 miles per hour. The comet passed closest to the sun on October 30th.
It zipped harmlessly past Mars last month.
Mm-hmm. It will be closest to the Earth on December 19th, so a month ago from yesterday, when it will be approximately 170 million miles away.
Oh, from that point, it hightails it back into interstellar space.
Unless they find us.
Well, I don't know.
Then it will just come a little bit closer, won't it?
NASA says it is conducting an unprecedented solar system-wide observation campaign of the comet. NASA has an opportunity to learn about the ways that 31 Atlas differs from our solar system's homegrown comets and give scientists a new window into how the compositions of other systems may differ from our own. However,
how come our comets don't go to other solar systems?
Enter Avi Loeb, an astrophysicist and professor of science at Harvard, who is not truly convinced it's a comet. He says the space object is at least 1,000 times more massive than any previous interstellar objects that have been discovered. And that is just one of the 12 anomalies he has spotted with the comet. Harvard guy doesn't think it's a comet.
I didn't go to Harvard, but I'm going to guess he's smarter than me.
That is difficult to explain, he says. Something like this has never been seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My favorite story of the day. An Ontario man has stolen a bus.
Oh, sorry, it's 3I Atlas. Apparently the I is for interstellar.
Mm-hmm. An Ontario man has stolen a bus and then finished the route anyway. The man is accused of committing a felony as well as flawlessly executing the bus route. The 36-year-old stole a city bus, then proceeded to drive it exactly the way you're supposed to. He continued making stops as if the whole theft was really just an excuse to live out a lifelong dream of being a bus driver. It started around 9 p.m. Last Monday when a Hamilton Street Railway bus pulled into a terminal. The driver stepped off and he stepped on. From there, you would imagine a speed kind of scenario where a crazed madman held the bus of regular everyday folks hostage. Nothing of the sort occurred. In fact, riders got some decent customer service from the criminal.
Oh, that's
people
nice.
Got on, people got off, and apparently, in one case, he denied someone
service
because they didn't have an updated bus pass.
Mm.
Quoting here from Hamilton's police chief, it's comical. He did a great job, but at the same time, it's serious, and we're thankful no one was hurt. He's been charged.
How did he know the route?
I think he's a regular.
On that bus?
Yeah.
Or at least on that bus route. Got it.
I always thought it'd kind of be fun to open and shut the door. That little lever.
Well, Dana, at some point, they're going to take us off the radio and force us into retirement.
Yeah.
At that point, you can become a bus driver
okay.
if you'd like.
Please tip well.
Please what?
Tip well.
I don't think anybody ever tips the bus driver.
You don't tip your bus driver?
When was the last time I was on a bus? When was the last time you were on a bus?
You tip an Uber driver. Why wouldn't you tip a bus driver? Ah, on the way to the airport, when the shuttle drops
that's
you off?
That's a shuttle. That's not a bus.
What? That's just shorter and fatter.
And we're the only ones on it. Break for the news. It's coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.